I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. The U.S. Justice Department scored what amounted to a corporate crime triple play yesterday. A grand jury indictment of former Enron chairman Kenneth Lay, no new trial for Martha Stewart, and guilty verdicts against former Adelphia executives. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, Enron's Ken Lay pled not guilty to fraud charges yesterday. Give us an update on Martha Stewart and the Adelphia trial.
Well, yesterday a judge rejected the latest attempt by Martha Stewart's lawyers to get her guilty verdict set aside for a new trial. They had argued that an expert witness, a handwriting expert, lied on the stand. But the judge basically said, you know, even without that witness, there was plenty of proof for a jury to find her guilty. So she's set for sentencing next week. And the jury in the Adelphia trial, which lasted almost 5 months, handed down guilty verdicts against both 79-year-old company founder John Regas and his son Timothy. And you'll remember this is the case where they were accused of looting the company coffers by buying things like golf courses and a collection of 22 cars with company money. They're both facing sentences of up to 30 years in jail.
So when it comes to these corporate scandal trials, is the prosecution doing very well? What's the overall scorecard?
Well, if you consider the timeline, late 2001 and on, and that means starting with Enron's collapse and going through the rest of them, prosecutors have certainly won more than they've lost. At Enron, they've got either guilty pleas or indictments on 31 people, including now Ken Lay and the former CEO Jeff Skilling. The former CFO is headed for about 10 years in jail. WorldCom, they have indictments against the former CEO Bernie Ebers and cooperation from the former CFO Scott Sullivan. Imclone, the founder Sam Waxel, he was the first to actually sleep behind bars. You've got Martha Stewart, Frank Cotrone, the investment banker at Credit Suisse First Boston. There was a hung jury in the first trial, but a second jury found him guilty this spring. And prosecutors have also gotten massive settlements from companies that were implicated in both the investment banking and mutual fund scandals. So pretty good scorecard.
They've been very busy. So who's left?
The biggest fish that they have yet to catch are the two former Tyco execs, Dennis Kozlowski and Mark Schwartz. That was another hung jury. Prosecutors say they'll retry that case. And the trial of HealthSouth's former CEO is set actually for next month. But, you know, Madeline, the question most people ask is any of this really going to make any difference in preventing future Wall Street fraud? Most of the experts I talk to say, you know what? We can expect another round of this next time the economy gets really hot. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're taking an in-depth, hard-hitting look at the seamy world of internet dating conferences.
Well, listen for that. Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks a lot, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.